Good morning. How you guys doing? Welcome to the stream. Nice to see you guys again. Ooh, I'm a little bit better rested this morning, so welcome. My name is Mark. If you guys are here for the first time, welcome. This is Morning Motivation. It's just a chance for us all to get together, take a look at what's going on, and I don't know, get a good start to the day. So, let me turn this down a little bit for you guys. I got a video. I finished that last night. That's going up. I can't decide which one's going up today and which one's going up at the end of the week. But they're ready for ya. Doing some Gary Vee stuff. I consume a lot of Gary Vee, so I'm bringing him to you guys because that's what I consume a lot of. Liam, what's up? You've been here since the beginning, bro. Since before it even started. Thanks for hanging out, dude. Julia, what's up? How you doing? Pringles, what's up? Guys, good morning. Nice to see you. All right, yeah, that's that was to you, Liam. Give me that sick riddle. Oh, it's coming. Here we go. All right, here we go. Here's the next riddle today, guys. Liam Rogers is as you can see in the corner here of the screen. Liam Rogers is a riddler of the stream today, so he holds that title sitting here. Let me give you guys the riddle for today, and no cheating, no Google. No Alexa, no Siri, none of that stuff. No looking it up. All right, so here we go. Riddle of the day, and then we'll get into the quote of the day right away. Let's see here. Riddle for the day is... This is a prison you feel safe in, yet never quite happy. Whenever you try to leave, it only grows bigger. A prison you feel safe in, yet never quite happy. Whenever you try to leave, it only grows bigger. I'll let that marinate for a few seconds here. I'll let that sit here for just a moment while you guys take that in. What's up, Julia? They're both laying down. They're pretty tired. Well, I don't know, they're walking around back there. One more time for you guys. A prison you feel safe in, yet never quite happy. Whenever you try to leave, it only gets bigger. All right. So, just to let you guys know, I'll be doing the riddle at the beginning, and I'll be giving the answer at the end. That's a new thing that I decided to add to the stream, just to kind of get the brain working a little bit. Guys, please, don't cheat. Don't Google it. Just think about it. You know, think about it. Try to answer it. There's going to be one every day, so you get a chance every day. There's no reason to cheat or to rush to win, because you get a chance every day. Let's see here. Pringles tube, your imagination, your comfort zone, bang, right there, pretty quick there today. Pringles, good job. Your comfort zone, nice job, or your own safe place in your head. Yep, I'd call that a comfort zone. But yeah, ding ding ding, Pringles tube gets the title as Riddler on tomorrow's stream. Liam Rogers holds that title today for getting yesterday's riddle. Congratulations to Liam Rogers, and congratulations to Pringles for now being the Riddler for tomorrow's stream. We're gonna sit here and we're gonna still celebrate Liam for getting his win yesterday. It's charming. Good morning. Good morning. I have a giveaway. You have a giveaway? I wasn't sure if that's what it's called. Well, you got it, buddy. Your name will be on the stream tomorrow. All right, let's get started with the quote of the day, guys. I'm ready for this one. Did I even change it? Did I update it? Oh, I think I did. Okay, we're good. Okay, here we go. Quote of the day. Everything you ever want. Oh, no, that's yesterday's. So what's today's? I had it. Give me a second here. I think I copied and pasted it somewhere. I just didn't change it on the stream. Although I thought I did change it on the stream. I just... Let's see. Let's see. Oh, here it is. That's right. I remember what it was. Okay, the quote of the day is... Let me change it here. Fall forward. I decided I'm going to do more than one quote today, yesterday, because I had heard a couple ones. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to watch a clip with you guys, because this clip, I was watching it yesterday, and it just, I mean, I love what it was saying. So I figured I want to share it with you guys. I'm going to start with fall forward. Okay. Oh, let me see here. Okay, cute dog. Thank you, Julia. Good morning. It's charming. Giveaway is our country. Brady, what up though? Me right now, oh my god, sir. What's up, dude? How you doing? What'd you say? What are you saying? Morning. Oh, trying to say morning. Matus, did you see sub yesterday on Twitch? I didn't see it, but I'm gonna take a look at my I would have saw it this morning just before I went live today with all my stuff, so I'm definitely gonna be checking for it, dude. May your ambitions for tomorrow match your actions of May your ambitions for tomorrow match your actions today, right? Your actions today match your ambitions tomorrow. Basically the other way around. So what do I mean by fall forward? You distanced yourself from the whole thing. Even if you fail, you still have the opportunity to get up and continue without reversing progress. That's a good guess. That's a good guess. Not exactly, but that's a good guess. Matthew, I'm going to be checking for you as a sub on Twitch, dude. I'm excited. I'll see you today, hopefully in the stream. Okay, but fall forward. When we try things, when we do things in life, whether it's something we want to do or something we don't want to do, a lot of times when you fail, you feel like you're falling. You feel like you're falling back. You feel like you're losing time, or like you're losing ground. Or when you're doing something, you make sure you have something to fall back on. And I believe that if you're doing something ambitious, doing something crazy, and not, you know what, this is definitely a word that spoke to me. I don't know if it speaks to everybody. But when you want to do something and you want to take a leap, a lot of times people make a plan B, or they make something to fall back on. And sometimes there's certain situations you have to, kids and families and stuff like that. But beyond that, in the whatever it means to you, you know, you take everything that you have into account. But sometimes you have to move forward without a plan B. Sometimes you have to move, because a plan B, all that is holding you back, because you know you have that to fall back on. And see, if you fall back on something, yeah, you're regressing. But if you learn from your failure, you go right back at whatever it is and continue to try and try and try and try. If you think people make it without failing, you're wrong, first of all. Second of all, you're delusional to think that you're not going to have failures or problems along the way. At least, at the very least, learn something from your failure and don't give up. If it means that much to you, if it means in life, if you want it so bad in life, hell, you must not want it that bad if you're not willing to sacrifice some things for it. Now, like I said, kids and families and stuff like that happen, so you have to keep that in mind, yes. But in whatever way that means to you, maybe that means going for a job, maybe that means spending every waking moment outside of work doing whatever this is. Maybe it takes standing outside somewhere for 5 hours because you know that someone's gonna be there and it's your chance to meet them. I don't know what it means to you, but sometimes you gotta move forward without a plan B. All it is a crutch. You have to move forward as if plan A is it, and that's all. That's the only thing there. Because if you fail, if you're learning and you're getting better at whatever it is that you're doing, you don't fall back to plan B. You fall forward. You fall, you may stumble, but you're gonna stumble forward. You're gonna stumble in a forward direction, as opposed to falling back to a plan B. I guess, what can that mean to certain people? Like, let's put all my personal stuff out there right now. Hey, it's been a minute, man. Touch, what's up? How you doing? Let's put all my personal stuff out there. What does that mean to me? Putting it all out there, putting it, no plan B. And a lot of times people like to ridicule it because of their own fears and insecurities. They like to ridicule it when someone else is doing it. So my way of going for it, full steam ahead, no plan B. I'm not working full time right now. I do Postmates. I do get some income from Twitch. I don't get any income from YouTube. I have a couple sponsorships, like promo deals that bring me in like dollars. And then there's merch that hasn't sold. I haven't even gotten my samples yet. So what have I been doing? Selling whatever I can, doing Postmates when I can. There's no plan B. My plan is to continue making these videos, continue going live and this and that. And you know what? Let me back this up a little bit, because you can confuse this real easily. You can go in the wrong direction with this real easy. Yeah, Postmates, hell yeah. You can go in the wrong direction with this real quick. This is not an excuse to stay at home and do nothing and play video games because you want to be a streamer one day. Let's be clear. I am no way endorsing doing nothing, and I'm no way endorsing just throwing all logic out the door. If you don't even know what you want to be for sure, if you haven't given thought to what it is you want to be, there's a certain time where in your life where you figure out, okay, I need to figure this out. If you haven't figured out who you are as a person yet, then you need to do some searching. You know, you need to figure out who you are, and there's no sense in going full steam ahead in something that you're not going to stick with forever. You know, it's something, this is speaking more to someone in a passionate place. Someone who's driving in a lane and they're just kind of scared to be in the lane, you know what I mean? I think we all find some lane that we want to be in at some point, and we're just kind of, fear kind of stops you from driving in that lane all the time, you know what I mean? I don't want younger kids to think that this means just play video games all day because I want to be a streamer one day. Don't try to get a job and this and that. Man, you better believe I'm taking care of my bills. I've got this household. I've got two dogs. I've got my fiance. I've got people that are depending on me. So you better believe I'm taking care of that stuff, and everything has been taken care of. And the moment that I fail to be able to take care of my household is the moment that I suck it up and I go back to whatever job it is that I don't want to go to. You know what I mean? the moment that I can't provide, the moment that my family starts to be affected by my decisions to not work or not do whatever it is, that's the moment that I go right back to work and I do whatever job it is that I didn't want to do in the first place, and I suck it up and I go right back to spending 3 hours a night working on my videos, working on my life, you know, doing whatever it is that I can. I go right back to that. I can accept that. But I'm making progress every single day. Every video I upload, every time I go live, every time I do something, I'm making my progress. You know what I mean? That's just real shit. I want something in life, so I'm not going to sit here and be upset. I got mad at myself a long time ago because I just kept on complaining about things but not doing anything. And I was like, what the hell, man? How am I? I'm complaining a hell of a lot, but I got frustrated because I wasn't doing anything. I didn't know what to do. The answer to that is do anything in your power. Anything you can do. And if you feel lazy, if you feel too lazy to do it, then you must not want it that bad. Sometimes you gotta force yourself to get up. It took me a long time to get out of the routine of coming home and sitting down. This TV right here, this half of the apartment was not even touched. There was so much dust over here, it was insane. This TV and the couch that was here was life. I came home and I was like, man, let me find a good Netflix show to get into or a nice movie or something like that. But I needed a show because shows last, you know, they can last weeks if you do it right. And then when I ran out of shows to watch, I would get like anxiety because I needed something to occupy my time. I got tired of that. I got tired of wanting to watch something. I get anxiety because I'm watching a show now. Like if I'm watching a 45 minute or an hour long show, I'm like, oh my God, I need to be doing something. But that's because over time, I've taken the proper steps to force myself to do things sometimes, to get into the routine. I wrote myself a schedule that's now up here on my wall. If you guys want to see it right there, boom. That's probably not the best thing to show, but whatever, I don't care. That board right there is my schedule, and every single part of the day, every single part of my day is scheduled. So that if I'm not doing anything at some point of the day, it's not because it's okay. Every part of my day is scheduled so that if there's a time that I'm not doing something, it's not because it's okay. It's because I'm directly negating some time that I have scheduled. I'm directly opposing progress. And so when I'm not doing something, when I'm being lazy, I just start watching YouTube videos or something like that, I can hold myself accountable a lot quicker, and it's a lot more like antsy, and I'm like, oh shit, I should be doing something because I have something to do. So I scheduled my day from 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. And that's just in case I decide to stay up late one day. Literally every minute of my day is scheduled. And that sounds a little crazy, but I wake up, I know exactly what I'm doing every day. And I have goals to execute. And I haven't gotten things done any better than I'm getting them done now. So, I mean, that works for me. I don't know if it could work for you, but it could. Brady, I'm glad you're here, man. I'm glad you're here. For those of you who might have missed it, in case you guys want a chance to solve it, somebody else did solve it already. But you can have a chance to solve it too if you'd like. The riddle of the day. The riddle of the day was a prison you feel safe in, yet never feel quite happy. Whenever you try to leave, it only grows bigger. One more time for you. A prison you feel safe in, yet never quite happy. Whenever you try to leave, it only grows bigger. And that riddle is one of those things that's just another one of those. It's just a fact. It's just if you I'll let you guys try to solve it. I'll let those of you who haven't yet try to solve it. Pringles did a real good job of solving it earlier. So Pringles, just try not to repeat it for anybody. Please let them try it if they'd like to. But yeah, fall forward. Fall forward. Doing what you love, you know, continue to practice, continue to shape and hone your craft, because every single time you do something with it is progress. So even if you fail, you're falling forward. You're not falling back on anything. You know what I mean? There's 3 minutes left on the clock for quote of the day, but I think we hit the topic pretty good. The next segment of the day is Q&A. So if you guys would like to ask any questions, or maybe there's something you just want to talk out, maybe you have something going on, you guys are free to make an anonymous account if you'd like, so that you can ask me a question. Because I know there's some people that actually know me that come into these every once in a while. So if you'd like to anonymously ask me a question, go ahead and make a quick YouTube account or something like that, you know, with a weird name, and ask me whatever question you want. It could be what memory is best for editing in a customs PC, or you could ask me, what do you think I should do about my brother who is on drugs? I don't know. Whatever you want. I'm just saying that's the wide scope of whatever it is. And I don't have answers for every single thing. That's not what I'm saying. I don't have answers for everything. But if I don't have an answer or some direct experience to draw from on it, then we can talk it out. There's other people in the chat that might have experience with it. We could talk it out and see what might be the best way for you to go about it. You know what I mean? Any number of minds is better than one. So we can figure it out. So if anybody has any scenario or anything, maybe I've said something in the past and you don't quite understand it, or maybe you don't quite agree with it and you want to argue it, I'm totally open to that, and I'm pretty good at arguing in a constructive manner to figure something out, you know what I mean? What's your favorite thing to do? My favorite thing to do is, I think this. Like, I love motorcycles, and I love, you know, I love motorcycles, I love PCs, and I love YouTube, and I love all that stuff, but my favorite thing to do is to share what I know or share my brain with other people. Whether it be motivating or helping them through a situation, I feel like I think in a different way. That's just me, Mark Lee. Just I think in a weird way, and like not even like a, like it's not grand or anything like that, just in a weird way. And I like to share that with people. If it helps them, it helps them. If not, then whatever. I'm not trying to talk to people who aren't trying to hear it. That's why I'm not like making people, forcing people in here or anything like that. It's just like, if you're here, you're here. If you're not, you're not. And if there's four people in here, I'm still talking regardless, like there's 2,000. Because maybe one day there's 2,000, but how am I gonna ever get to 2,000 people if I'm talking to four people like there's no one, like there's no one in here, you know? I'm acting like four is nothing. If that's the case, I'll never get to 2,000, because I'm sitting here acting like four is nothing, but I have to be well enough in a live stream for 2,000 people if I want 2,000 people to eventually be in there. So it'd be directly going against my goals to be upset that I'm so low right now. You get what I'm saying? Doesn't make sense. What, in your opinion, is the best advice you have gave us so far? You know what? I wouldn't say like that. That's the end of the quote of the day timer right there. I'm going to start the Q&A timer. Even though that's already going, we're going to shave like 5 minutes off of it. I won't say best, but I'd say the most important piece of advice to me that I've given to you guys so far that I like really, really want people to get across. I think the most important thing of all is to know yourself. Get to know yourself. I think people think they know themselves because they know what food they like, they know what music they like, they know what game kind of games they like to play and stuff like that. But very few people in life, I feel very blessed to have found a passion of my own. You know what I mean? I feel very blessed. So I'd say get to know yourself as best you can. And some, you got to spend time alone. You got to spend time, you know, kind of in your own mind, you know, learning how to, and you don't know yourself until you're okay being by yourself. That's probably the best thing that I could say, is the most important thing to me. Do you believe it takes money to make money? Takes money to make money. No. I think that's one way. That's one way. But that's not the only way. I think it's easier with money. I think it's easier with money to make money, yes. It is easier to get money when you have money already, because it puts you in places that you wouldn't already be. And the money, like the share, like money stays with money. You know what I mean? Money likes the company of itself. So where there's a lot of money, usually a lot of money stays, and it doesn't get distributed or anything like that. It all stays in one corner. It all collects in a corner, like balls in a pool. They all somehow end up together. I think the world, and you can take this in, you can take this information that I'm about to say, or you cannot, but I'm about to just talk out of my mind right now. I'm gonna say real. This is Mark Lee, raw, completely raw right now, and it might sound a little arrogant as a warning. I think the world is confused. The world is confused because, you know, whatever, however many years ago when, you know, currency made its way into play. I think currency made its way into play because the wealthy just wanted a way to show that they had money, and a way to use their money. And the wealthy, or the people who had the education, they thought up ways to say, like, I mean, their way of thinking was, well, if those people don't know how to get money, then they're fucking stupid and they don't deserve it anyway. They're slaves and they're ratchet people. You know what I mean? Like, that's pretty much was the idea. And it's like, how the fuck can you have that idea? Everybody's playing on the same team, man. We're all fucking humans. But for whatever reason, excuse my language, I'm sorry. I know there's some people watching that prefer the better language. But I think people are confused right now, and I think the world is okay. One thing is true: the world, it has changed in a weird way right now. People are really sensitive. Things are really volatile. Things are just very, like, it's like nitroglycerin. Like, you touch it, boom. And I think that's because we're in a state of things changing. That's why people don't like change. So when you start to change things and things start to get weird, and what it is people are starting to wake up to the thing, like, man, maybe we're not doing it right. That's what happens every so often. People are like, maybe it's not right. And then people get all sensitive because they're like, oh my God, don't say this, don't say that. You're hurting someone. But now people are starting to go, oh my God, you know what? We're still kind of stupid. We're getting really sensitive. We need to chill out. So it's this rubber band of society figuring out what works, right? And trust me, I'm getting to the money point. I'm getting there. It's this rubber band of society figuring out what it wants to do and what works best. So they snap back and it's extreme, and then they snap back and there's like nothing, and they're sensitive. Extreme, sensitive, and there's that snap. Boom, boom, bam. It goes back and forth, right? And right now, we're at a moment of change. And we're starting to realize that the money situation and the people that have this money up top, I think people are starting to wake up to the fact that it's like, what the fuck is going on? Why do all these people up top have all this money? The government controls this, 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 and this, and everybody up top has this money. And all it takes, instead of these assholes up top to sit there and say, well, you need to work for it. I'm up here because you need something to work for. I'm a goal that you need to work toward. It's like, no, motherfucker. You are in a position to help people. You are in a position where you don't have to worry or where you don't have to do much. And that money needs to come down. You got all these people funneling money into all these entertainment people and politics and all this other stuff that doesn't fucking matter at the end of the day. And what's going to happen is these, the people who are down low, they're going to start to realize, and they already are through people like Gary Vee, that we're the majority. The suppressed people are the majority. And if we want to go out and start flipping retail or doing stuff like that, there's ways for us to make money. And Gary V's people like that are the ones that are starting to teach people like us. Society's flipping towards the little man has the power, because we're the majority and we all want to see a little guy make it. So pretty soon we're going to start, we've already done it. We've already started looking at vlogs and YouTube and stuff like that. And we're looking at all these different things because we want to see somebody real make it. We want to see like someone just doing it normal like us make it. All that's to say, society is changing. And I think right now, if you can see what's happening with social media and stuff like that, people are eager to see just a normal Joe Schmo with a camera so that you can see a little peek into their life, because they want to see how Joe Schmo made it. Someone that they can relate to made it. So no, I don't think it takes money to make money. I think it takes patience and passion. Patience and passion. I think it takes unfocus. You need to take your focus off of money to find it. Because if you lose something, let's say you don't have your phone. Are you thinking, while you're looking for your phone, are you thinking about your phone? Are you thinking about the physical thing? Or are you thinking about where it could be? You're thinking about where you could be looking. You're thinking about a lot of other things so that you can figure out what you did with, so you can figure out where your phone is. You're thinking about what you did the other day, or what you did with it last, what you were doing when you had it. Maybe who you talked to, because that was the last conversation you had. When you take your focus off the money, you start doing what you enjoy. Because really, what do you want? What do you want more? Do you want money? Or that's what you gotta ask. Like, what is it that you actually want? I don't think anybody actually really wants money. The only reason why people want money is because they think that it'll get them what they want. So then you got to ask yourself, what do you want money for? Is it for happiness? For freedom? What do you want money for? That's the question. What do you want money for? Freedom? Happiness? Because, yeah, I mean, money is one way to get those things. But it's not the only way. And you know what? I don't even think it's an efficient way.
I don't think it's a guaranteed way. I think some people, very few people, find, you know, they get the money and they get these things and they get happy. Is that happiness ever really real, though? Sometimes, because of what money does for people's lives. But that's why I preach so much about getting to know who you are. That's why I preach so much about getting to know you and knowing what you want. Because if you can figure out what you want out of life, figure out what makes you happy, I think that's all what anybody wants, is to be happy. So why not do what you want and be happy? That way money doesn't really matter anymore, right? It still matters in the terms of you gotta pay bills and stuff like that. But when you're doing what's making you happy, you perform better at it. That's you're passionate about it, so it doesn't feel like work. So it's not like you get burnt out. You become good at it because you're okay with spending the time doing it because you love it so much. And then you can earn money doing it. But then people are like, I don't want to turn my hobby into work. Well, I mean, if that's not what you want to do, then I don't know what to tell you. Go work wherever you can get a job then. You know what I mean? Then what do you want? You saying you just don't want to work? Well, that's unrealistic. You just want to not work. We all know we have to. We all know we have to. So I'm going to maximize my potential by doing what makes me happy. And yeah, maybe that's a hard bridge to cross. But I'm telling you, the world is waking up to new things, waking up to new possibilities, waking up to people being individuals and doing what they want for money and stuff like that. Pretty soon, we're going to be paying each other money instead of, you know, we're going to be working for ourselves to help each other instead of working for other people, you know. Instead of working for other people, we're going to be working for each other. That's what I think. And you got to figure out what you're good at, what you would want to do for the rest of your life. Let's say the world collapsed the next day. What would you do for the rest of your life to make money? Like, what would you do for the, like, what are you good at, or what would you want to get good at to do for the rest of your life if someone told you could do whatever you want? I don't think most people can answer that question, man. People have a hard time answering that question. I don't know. When would that happen? I don't know. I don't think it's something that's going to happen like super, super soon. But I think by the time that any kids who are in elementary school right now, by the time that they're adults, you know, old adult, like 40s, 30s and 40s. You know, I might be gone. Maybe. Who knows? I doubt it. But those people who are when they get older, I think that the landscape is going to be different by then. There's going to be a lot more out of nowhere little guys being famous, you know what I mean? Like on YouTube is gonna be much more mainstream. It's changing right now. There's no way to really predict when or how and stuff like that, but I think the only thing you gotta do is just think about the world in a modern mindset, which is there's a lot of information valuable. Whatever it is that you want to do for the rest of your life, you know, whatever it is that you want to do for the rest of life, and to figure that out, sometimes you gotta fail at a lot of things to figure out what it is you want to do for the rest of your life. But when you do figure out what it is you want to do for the rest of your life, you pick the best course for that. And we just know now that school isn't always the best option. School is a good option for certain professions. If school supports your profession, you want to be a doctor, lawyer, any of those things that school is really good for, IT and stuff like that, just go. Go, get it done. Like, don't start using these excuses and stuff like that. And what other people are saying to, oh, I'm just not going to go to school. That would be stupid. Do what makes more sense. But those of you who want to do more creative things, maybe you want to make videos, this or that, there's certain things you don't have to go to school for. So that's, we just move forward with that information, and people are going to start moving forward with that information. They already have already. It's just becoming more widespread of an idea. I don't know. Things are changing right now, so you already know it's possible to do YouTube and make videos, or stream and do video games, or do cooking shows. You know, you could do whatever you want in this world. There's a million things, but it's about how much you want to do it and what you're willing to do to make it happen. And when you're young, people say, like, go to college and things like this. If college works out for you, then do it. If not, then you go out and fail. You go out and fail some things so that you can learn. I was going to say money for the riddle. I think it's bigger part made no sense if it said money. Oh yeah. Not quite. I think the problem right now is too many people are worried about money. You know? If you worry about the right things, money is a byproduct. And you know what? I believe in those things. I believe in those things, but I'll be the first to say that I don't have proof in my own life. I'll say that in this time, it's been a few months now, and I've been able to keep things going, you know. It's worked out. Somehow things have come together. Somehow things have worked out. And somehow things have kept me going on this whole train, you know. I've kept this ship going, moving. But I'm not super successful or anything. I've got, what, 1,400 subscribers on YouTube, going on 15. A little over 3K on Twitch. You know, I'm a tiny, tiny little speck of sand in the sea of YouTube, or on the beach of YouTube. You know what I mean? On the beach of YouTube and streaming and all that stuff. But I can tell you one thing is, man, I'm happy. I have direction. I have goals. I'm meeting those goals. I'm making strides. Like, come on. Okay, so at the beginning of this month, my numbers on YouTube, I had about, what, I think it was 3K views in the last 28 days. I had 3,000 watch minutes. 3,000 watch minutes in the last 28 days, and I had like plus like 50 subscribers. And now, if we go take a look at my analytics right now, after I've doubled down and made sure I'm putting my all into this, now my watch time in the last 28 days, and this is wrong. The website is behind. If I pull out the creator app on my phone, we'll see.
Q&A. We'll see. 13K. Let me see if this is focused or not. 13K watch minutes in the last 28 days. 6.1K views. You know what I'm saying? 86 subscribers. And you know, all that for $0 in revenue. But that's how I know, at least. That's how I know I'm doing this for passion, because I love and I enjoy doing this, because no, I'm not making any money. I made some money on my other channel, but that's before they changed the monetizing rules and stuff like that on YouTube. But I kept on going. You know what I'm saying? And since I've done it, things have quadrupled. My watch time has quadrupled. I'm just gonna stay patient and I'm gonna keep working. Damn cat. Well, that's the end of Q&A. That's the end of quote of the day. We got the riddle solved. Man, we blew through things today pretty quick today, huh? I don't know. I'm thinking about doing more changes, some things to get rid of some debt. Me and Dea want to really badly get a van, one of those ProMaster vans. If you look it up, ProMaster, or look up ProMaster conversion, because we want to get one of those ProMaster conversions and go travel, make videos and travel. I think that would be awesome if we could make money making videos and travel in that van all over the country with that. I'll talk a question. How tall are you? 6'3". I'm 6'3". But that's what me and Dea are doing right now. Me and Dea we're getting things together. We're paying off some debt. We're getting ready to get rid of these cars. The payments for these cars that we're paying it's like $700 a month just on these two cars, not including the insurance and stuff like that. So we're getting ready to get rid of that debt so that we got some extra money coming in, so that we can drop that money on getting ourselves an RV. Or a ProMaster van and renovating that thing, and then traveling, dude, and then just going and doing it. Because at that point we get our food, we make sure we have stuff, spaces for our dogs, and we can travel, we could go hike, we adventure, you know what I'm saying? We get to involved in so many things because we'll be on the road or exploring. You know, I'm super excited for that. And then maybe eventually attach some dirt bikes to the back. Holy shit. Ugh, man, that would be amazing. Drive my houses. That's essentially that's what I do. Do meetups in real life, meetups and stuff like that. Stop by places and do a huge like get together or something like that. Do a big old barbecue or something like that. I don't know. We do crazy stuff like that. It would be awesome. Expert knifers, visit Malaysia. Oh, we're gonna be visiting plenty of places, bro. Expert knifer, we're gonna be visiting plenty of places. I'm telling you, that's gonna be what. That's I think that's the future of me and Dea, at least for the next 10 years or so. I could see us, maybe not 10 years, I don't know. Maybe do it for a couple years or something like that, and just travel everywhere, go all over the US with our conversion van. And then we travel to other countries and stuff like that when YouTube and things like that allow for it, like money-wise. Oh yeah, definitely. We can make vlogs about going places, make vlogs about traveling, make vlogs about how you travel for a living. You know. But yeah.
it's head language, because there's a lot of times that I don't feel like I may try not to say bad things for the sake of other people's ears, but sometimes I gotta speak and I gotta be me. So yes, sometimes I do use bad language, but I make it a point not to even, I don't even center it on my channel. So it's one of those things that I gotta be me sometimes, and I gotta talk like me sometimes, because if I'm trying to center myself too much, it's not me. And I learned that a long time ago, that it's very hard for me to center myself and still talk like me. I'm a very passionate. So, does anybody have any type of questions? Anything they want to say? Anything at all that is on their mind or anything? Right, we'll figure it out. I got some things to film and stuff like that, things to do. But I appreciate you guys rocking with me today. That is going to be the end of the stream right now. We're going to be back here tomorrow, same time, 5:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'm live on Twitch. We're playing video games. We're doing all this fun stuff. And today, it's Minecraft Monday. So come on by the channel if you guys want to hang out. But yeah, Twitch, 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'll see you guys there. Love you. Thank you so much. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Take it easy. Peace.